The way I assume that the holiday season was what was good to you and your family?
Yeah, things have been pretty good. I mean, pretty low key and relaxed, so that's always a good thing. But yeah, it went really well.
Well, that is good to hear. So one of the things that is going on right now, of course, is the name, image, and likeness money. And my interest is from the high school perspective, obviously, with you reporting for the Navarre Press. And how much of an impact at all do you think name, image, and likeness is going to have on these kids who are in high school, where maybe they're a sophomore or a junior, and they're maybe beginning to think of knowing and understanding that they're a Division I talent, and then name, image, and likeness deals. I'm sure at some point it's going to reach the high school levels, as opposed to just when these guys and girls go to college, but. To what level do you think these athletes are actually keeping in mind the potential for name, image, and likeness that are still in high school?
You know, I think for the Division I recruits especially, I mean, I'm sure they're looking at that as a real, thing in their life, because, depending on the school you go to, that can determine how much money you might be able to make off your name, image, or likeness in the NCAA level. And so I definitely feel like the big time recruits are certainly considering that and looking at, I'm sure they're asking that question when they go on a campus visit or, talking to other players on that team that they're visiting. But, at the high school level too, I could definitely see a day where maybe high school kids are getting some kind of deal like that, because as crazy as it's gotten at the college level, it seems kind of chaotic right now with the way it's gone with the NIL stuff and the transfer stuff. And it would not surprise me at all if someday it trickles down to the high school level where kids are signing deals before they even get to college. And so it's going to be interesting to see where it goes, but for sure it's on the mind of the athletes as they're considering where they're going to play at the college level.
And in terms of the local area here, who are some, I know that there's a couple of recruits in mind that I've found in regards to football recruiting, but are there any in terms of the other sports as well, and that are getting some Division I interest, if you will, in terms of here in the Panhandle area?
As far as maybe other sports go, Rachel Leggett is certainly a big one at Navarre. I mean, she's definitely going to be a Division I type of athlete, and so, I'm sure some opportunities may come up for her to be NIL, and obviously she has a lot of experience being around college athletics with her brothers playing that sport and also her sister. So she's definitely a big one, and obviously, this area always produces a lot of great football talent in the area. Raymond Cottrell at Milton. There's some kids in Navarre coming up in the next couple of years, Terrence Marshall and David and Hamilton and guys like that. I mean, there's definitely a lot of kids in this area that have that chance to go to that next level and play maybe D1 or, even a high level D2 school. So this area is never short on talent. And, I'm sure the opportunities they're looking forward to, I'm sure the NIL is definitely on their minds when it goes into play for them.
In terms of, Navarre, with the boys and girls basketball teams, the boys team is they're playing okay. The girls are having a good start to the season, if you will. Even forget the start, I mean, they're just playing good now, 14-2, with a good 6A district record. What is the goal for this Navarre team? I mean, is it plain and simple try to make a run at state, or are there smaller goals that lead up towards the big one that they may be having for their season?
Well, Navarre's girls last year they went to the Elite Eight, and then they just ran into a very good Wakaiva team that went on to play for the state championship. They definitely want to repeat as district champions, but they also are shooting for a state championship and to play in that state championship game. They're a year older. There's some new girls, but some girls that can play really well. It's Rachel Leggett's obviously the star of the show, but she's getting help around her, and also Rachel has become, just such a better ball handler, a better shooter from the outside. And then she's really trust her teammates to give them the basketball. And so this team, I think, is a lot more dangerous than last year's team was at Navarre. And I can definitely see them making a run to the state final. It could be interesting in the regional tournament because Fort Walton Beach, as of right now, is the number one seed in that region. And so we could see a Navarre-Fort Walton regional final for the right to go to state, and that'd be pretty exciting for the area.
I know from where I'm from in Indiana with AAU basketball and with playing, you know, with some players who you know you're going to come up with through middle school and through high school, it is a big deal there. Is it similar? Is there a similar type of vibe here in Florida with the Panhandle? Where I know you mentioned the cohesiveness with the team and how they're a year older and they're getting better. But you know, from Rachel Leggett to the other players who have come up. Is that a common theme that we see here in the area where AAU basketball or travel basketball, whatever you'd like to call it, it's common for the players in the area to try to team up with each other that know they're going to be playing together in middle school or in high school?
You know, I haven't seen as much here. I mean, I know obviously there's a lot of travel basketball teams around here, and AAU is obviously big, you know, and everywhere. But I haven't really seen it as much in this area, you know, where kids, you know, once in a while you see a kid will transfer to a certain school because they know, you know, some players on that team and they're a better team, so they want to play for that better team. You see that, you know, quite a bit. But as far as AAU goes, it's interesting because doesn't seem as huge of a thing around here as far as like seeing kids team up and be on the same squad. But I'm sure in the more metro areas of Florida, you know, like Orlando and Tampa and things like that, I'm sure you see that a lot more where the kids are teaming up on the same squad. But up here, it just doesn't seem as big of a deal. But, you know, it may just be something I'm just not seeing. But I just don't get that feel that it's going on as much up here.
What are some things that you're working on for the next couple of weeks that people should be keeping an eye out for?
Well, right now, a lot of, you know, Navarre's basketball team is obviously one of the big stories every week. But, you know, girls soccer at Navarre and also doing some stuff with we've now purchased the Press Gazette in Santa Rosa County and the Crestview News Bulletin. So we're still working on building up a staff and all that stuff. But so that's kind of going to expand our coverage area into Pace, Milton, and Crestview. So it's going to get a lot busier.
Oh, great.
So a lot more stories will be coming out in time, but the first week's kind of been chaotic, but that's to be expected as you know, you start something new.
Yeah, that'll be really exciting to get more, you know, more coverage for the area and just more local sports writing that people can look forward to learning and reading about, so we get the best knowledge that we can from some of the better writers in the area, just in terms of what's going on in the sports landscape. Well, Brian Lester, he is a sports reporter for the Navarre Press. Brian, always appreciate your time. You have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
Hey, you too, Drew. Take care, and have a great weekend.